Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
A last-ditch plea for a clamp on Alco Pops as Parliament races to pass the government's much-delayed liquor reform bill before Christmas. It came from former Labour leader Phil Goff, speaking in support of his amendment to restrict the alcohol content of RTDs to 5% with no more than 1.5 standard drinks per container.
Mr Speaker, the reason for that's very clear. Alco Pops have been found by every survey of problems with abuse of alcohol by young people to be a critical part in that abuse.
Mr Goff said National intended to regulate RTDs when its alcohol reform bill, now in the name of Justice Minister Judith Collins, was introduced by her predecessor Simon Power in November 2 years ago.
Now the problem is, Mr Speaker, along came the liquor barons, the liquor industry, and they knocked on Mrs Collins' door. And they said to Mrs Collins, this won't do. We're making good money out of this. You can't restrict that. It's not done. This is a free market and this is a product that's legal and you should back down. And to her shame, Mr Chairman, Judith Collins backed down. Yes. Mr Speaker, that's not simply shameful. That's actually gutless.
The National's Cam Calder said the legislation allowed for regulation of Alco Pops in the future if necessary.
This sends a very strong signal to the industry that they must take action to reduce the known harm of these so-called Alco Pops. The industry has already offered to put in place a voluntary code on our RTDs and they are currently working on a proposal.
Parliament set to complete the committee stage of the Alcohol Reform Bill before adjourning for the weekend, returning for the third and final reading on Tuesday, with the House rising for the summer the following day. Back in question time, this one for social media savvy Tertiary Education Minister Stephen Joyce from his Labour shadow Grant Robertson.
When he triumphantly tweeted, "Government policy changes in recent budgets equals shorter student loan repayments, medium repayment time now 5.5 years for those staying in New Zealand," was he aware that the previous year it had been 5.2 years and the year before that it had been 4.6 years?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, I understand that the method of calculation has changed in the intervening years.
Mr Robertson then made this request.
Speaker, I seek leave of the House to table from Stephen Joyce's Facebook page his comment that government policy changes in recent budgets equal shorter student repayment times. This would normally be publicly available, Mr Speaker, but Mr Joyce has so few friends, I think we'd better put it out there.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There's no objection.
Now to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
The government's plan to reintroduce youth minimum wages for 16 to 19-year-olds faced stiff opposition from stand-up youth union convener James Sleep.
I think the government should stop with this bill right now and throw it away if they actually are serious about addressing the issue of youth unemployment. This will not create the kind of jobs, if any, to address the issue of youth unemployment. And so, in fact, I think that this is a waste of Parliament's time and the Executive's time to put forward a bill that has failed, an idea that's failed in the past that hasn't created jobs. And we're now sitting here having the conversation while 85,000 young people out there struggle to find work and get into training and education.
Speaking to the Industrial Relations Committee, Public Service Association Youth Representative Asher Goldman put forward some alternatives.
Reinstating the training incentive allowance for tertiary level courses, reinstating student allowance for postgraduate study would both allow people to upskill and give them a better chance of finding a decent, well-paying, enjoyable job once they've graduated. Increasing funding for apprenticeships would do the same. Investing in training and development for those already in the workforce would also assist significantly for youth. We've seen a serious shift over the past few decades away from training and development within the workforce being provided by the employer to their employees, and a shift towards the onus being on the employees themselves to fund, source and enact their own training and development. And that is a real worry.
Mr Goldman called for better consultation.
Youth are standing up pretty strongly and will continue to stand up as this bill goes through the process, saying that we don't want it. And if you really want to address youth unemployment, then come and talk to us. We're more than happy to work with you on some real solutions which will actually make a change.
Public Service Association youth representative Asher Goldman making a submission on the minimum wage, starting out wage amendment bill, which is due to be reported back by the end of February.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.